gonna turn it out and make it rock to the beat and then scream and shout. The way we get you with the shit we got here, we gonna blow your mind.
So I'm going to High Park, where I did a podcast from High Park. I mean, in podcast terms, it wasn't very long ago. It was one where it was crazy windy and branches were hitting me. But that was like my last trip to High Park before the winter hit. And now this is my first trip back now that winter's over. It's definitely done for sure now. No more snow. It's like April 9th, I think, today. Yeah, I'm living on the West End now. So this is weird. It's like, usually Bathurst used to be like the barrier. Like if I pass Bathurst, like, whoa, no man's land. And now I'm not even near Bathurst. Now I'm on Bloor, just past Roncesvalles. Well, it becomes Dundas. And I'm walking even further west. I like it out here. I like this whole setup. It's way better living in the new place I'm living in with Craig from the Vinyl Countdown. And his roommate is also named Keith. They're both my age. And it's, you know, it's a normal house. It's nice and relaxed. It's just a bunch of dudes. Chicks, sorry, but you guys just, you get worked up and worried about all kinds of shit that doesn't matter. You make living unfun. Granted, that's a broad generalization, but come on, you probably know that. If you aren't like that, then you probably have some chick friend who is. You know it's not an unusual thing that I'm saying. And even as I say that, three super hot chicks just walked by. So, hey, you know, this is the tug of war. It's never gonna end. Doesn't matter if I complain about shit. Don't worry, man. Hooks are deep, ladies. Hooks are deep. Hooks are never unhooking. I don't know what I'm talking about. All right, look. This may be a weird thing to do in a show where I'm walking around on a sunny day in a park. But this episode is gonna be only songs by Busta Rhymes. Where I don't really know much about rap music at all. It's probably not coincidence that I was so into Busta Rhymes. I don't know, he seemed a little sillier, a little goofier, a little more accessible. His videos were funny. But I just started listening to all this shit again. He's got two newer albums I haven't heard, but this will be the first six albums. We'll play like something cool off each one. And I don't know, it's so weird where hip-hop in general, rap instrumentals, when they go wrong on me, like, you can tell right away, I guess, if you like it or not, because it's gonna be, I mean, it's just a tiny little 7-second loop most of the time. So if it's boring, it's real boring, but sometimes it can really hook me for no good reason, like this song, Abandoned Ship, that I started the show with. I played it just a couple shows ago, so that's why I'm not, I'm just letting it run underneath. It's the weirdest, this should be the worst beat, because it's of like the eight beats of the song, it's just a continuous note on an organ. Until beat seven, where it dips, and then by beat eight, it's back again. It's fucking ridiculous. But I love this song. I just love it. I mean, it came out in 96 and I'm not sick of it yet. I still love that song. So yeah, let's take a little walk down Busta Rhymes, listen to some weird shit that wasn't things that weren't singles. So maybe you don't know them. Maybe you'll like them. Maybe you'll hate them. This could be your worst, most hated episode of all ham radio time. Or it could be cool. Now I'm going to go into a Tim Hortons and get a coffee while I continue on toward the park. So I'm going to start with Abandoned Ship. That's the representative from album number one. Album number two. Album one was called The Coming. And number two is When Disaster Strikes. There gonna be a whole lot of motherfuckers pulling in. Are you ready, Buster? Are you prepared? This is this song he did with Erykah Badu called One. That's really soft, this really nice little tune about, it's just about raising a family. And how gender roles, you know, don't have to be what they always were. The woman can work, the guy can look after the kid. It's just a surprising, unexpected song. It took a while for this one to sink in on me, but then I realized it's one of my favorite songs on the album. But it's weird because it's like, it really is a little out of place. And I think they were kind of worried it would hurt his image or something, or the image of the album, because at the end, they throw in a like, all right, motherfuckers, let's get back to the hard shit. The flip mode, you know, whoa. Let's talk about people shooting guns and stuff. It's like, come on, dudes. It was a perfectly fine Erykah Badu collaboration. You don't need to be embarrassed. You don't need to backpedal. You don't need to explain it away. Just enjoy it, man. Just enjoy the cool grooves.
What I'm gonna do with Erykah Badu, I'm gonna have some fun. What do you consider fun? Fun, natural fun.
I said, what I'm gonna do with my man Busta Rhymes, I'm gonna have some fun. What do you consider fun? Fun, natural fun.
Busta Rhymes, Erykah Badu, y'all, just one. One love, everybody just one. Well, as I universally greet the whole entire world and focus on the energy that'll make your skin curl. The one strategy, the one universal plan, the master blueprint, one survival for all man. I self, Lord, am so divine. When me and my woman coincide as one mind, bear witness, one respect, one culture, one way of thinking, one vision, making the one decision, the one way of living. Common destiny amongst all, one understanding amongst me and my woman, so that we can't fall and keep moving forward based on action. Facts. Yes, y'all, my beautiful Mother Earth, respected to the max. Can't mix, dilute, or tamper with us no more. We're on the highest form of emotion, holy, sacred, and pure. And what's mine is yours, especially if we move in the same direction, just for one common cause. Just one opportunity to handle our biz. Just one mind state so we can equally live. Just one. You know we only have one life to live. Just one. Let's come together as one. Cherish me, fulfill my every appetite with the God degree. Always inspire my encouragement, the right amount of nourishment. Secure enough so I don't have to ask her where my loving went. When times is hopeless, sometimes I had to focus on the priceless moments when my wisdom body wouldn't notice. Cause you're my everything, what's mine to be yours. Moving in the same direction just for one common cause. Just one opportunity to handle our bed. Just one mind state so we can equally live. Just one. You know we only have one life to live. Just one. Let's come together as one.
The
one way we agree on how to follow tradition.
This one family coming first, play your position. You make the sacrifices, I make the same too.
From all the struggle
that I see, that's why my love is for you.
You always hold it down for me, so I'ma hold it for you. And watch the babies while you secure the food to come through.
Now don't you let my ambition make you feel like competition. We should both play a role in our whole living condition.
True indeed.
I know you symbolize the strength inside the family. Then show me you can handle womanly responsibility.
Not a problem, I know you hold me down when I fall on the ground. But make sure when you bring the food home, there's enough to go round.
And because you are my everything, what's mine is yours. Moving in the same direction just for one common cause.
Just one opportunity to handle our bed. Just one mind state so we can equally live. Just one. You know we only have one life to live. Just one. Let's come together as one.
One family. One little kiss now. One entire tear. So let us all uplift now. One
hot shit and keep this motherfucker moving. Yeah, in case you don't realize by now, shit gets extremely dangerous when you fuck with any of the flip mode niggas. Fuck around if you want, bitches, but you're better off acting like you know.
Yeah. Bust around now, flip mode now. Check it, huh? The motherfucking case closed. Shit blow your speaker, keep turning your bass low. Spaz out because I motherfucking say so. Before I blow this bitch like we down in Waco. Thinking cock diesel, that's the way we roll. Big truck shit, even my bitch whipping the Range Rover. We bout to skyrocket and away we go. The way the bitches looking, love the way we blow. Check it, we light shit up like Broadway, yo. The crackhead rappers better just say no. Before I turn stupid and back the heat slow. Laying wait for niggas in the back street, though. Weak flow. Take your shit like I'm coming to repo. I create a crowd scene and stack a bunch of people. We bustin' through the door and shootin' through your peephole. A shoot that never misses like shooting a free throw. All you niggas ready to go and
call an ambulance, come and pick up your people. Call an ambulance, come and pick up your people. Call an ambulance, come and pick up your people. Put their body on the stretcher, carry their ass out. Call an ambulance, come and pick up your people. Call an ambulance, come and pick up your people. Call an ambulance, come and pick up your people. Put their body on the stretcher, carry their ass out. Call an ambulance.
Get 16 to remove your organs. H2O riding around in St. Albans. Notorious from New York to New Orleans.
That song after one that's called Ambulance. That's from many albums later. I wasn't even gonna play that one, but it just fits so good with that bullshit fucking little screed of like, yo, you in trouble anytime you mess with any of the flip mode niggas and bitches. Call the ambulance, come and pick up your people. I don't know. For anybody, you know, there's a acting like you're tough, acting like you're hard. That's ridiculous for anybody, but it's particularly ridiculous for Busta Rhymes and the fucking Flip Mode Squad, if you ask me. I don't think that's what the strength is in these albums. Anyway, that song one with Erykah Badu, kind of reminds me of that song, that No Doubt song, Simple Kind of Life. That I haven't heard in ages, but if I remember right, I mean, it's just kind of about the chick just talking about how she wants a family, wants a baby, wants a normal kind of life, and I don't know, I think that's cool. I think I've talked before just about how my little teeny tiny touch of lowercase fame that I got from going to New York and being on Keith and the Girl, it's not enough to really call fame, but it's enough for me to know that fame isn't going to fill whatever I feel like needs filling in myself. It doesn't fill the hole. And it turns out, when I was a babysitter, fills it way better. But yeah, this song won. I liked that years ago. And Some Kind of Life was years after that, but still a while ago. Long before I was a babysitter or got my taste of lowercase fame. Or figured out any of this shit, but maybe it was always just kind of buried in me anyway. Why I gravitated a little toward that type of thing. Just domesticity, I guess. The whole family unit. It doesn't just happen over and over by accident. It's a weird time of year since it's been so cold. I mean, last night was cold. It's still, and tonight will probably be cold. Hard to dress for this kind of weather with Canada, but a lot of people in like sweatshirts and then an undershirt or full-on jackets, coats. But there's a lot of sweaty fucking armpits going on today, man. I'm just walking through some random little park I've never been to. This is on Keele Street. Just taking a slightly different route to see what I can see. Find what I can find. I remember I used to like in Vancouver trying to find all the branches of the library. Just because they're sort of all over the place. Hidden away. Felt like I was in a Grand Theft Auto game, like finding hidden locations. Anyway, this park reminds me of a park I went to with Ian in Brooklyn. I don't remember the name of it, but there's a monument there for there was like a slave ship or like a prison ship. They didn't have enough room for prisoners, so they put them in this ship and anchored it off the shore. And it was horrifying. And to commemorate that, they built this monument. In that Jason Schwartzman show, Bored to Death, he meets someone there to set up one of his cases. And then the case involves going to that weird Russian part of town, down by Coney Island. Anyway, it was that place. At that park, or you know, very near that park, it was winter. And I remember it was a hill like this hill. And there were kids sliding down it. And it was funny just because, like, it's just cool kids sliding down a snowy hill. But they would always stop, like, just short of going right into a fucking busy-ass street. I guess that's the New York state of mind, right? That's the way. That's New York life. Sure, it does toughen you up. Man, the place is so weird. Even now, thinking back on it, it just doesn't seem like a place where human beings should live. Which is just a sign of how soft I am. New York's fucking gorgeous, I'm sure, compared to the vast majority of the non-North American world. But I thought it was pretty fucked up coming from wondrous wonderland of Canada, as I do. But yeah, that was a good memory. Just me and I and going to that place. So I guess my predictable brain, whenever I break up with somebody, is always a relief for a year or two. And then I'm just like, oh, thank God I don't have to deal with that anymore. But eventually, yeah, the good memories start bubbling up. The little fun times. And I think that is starting to happen with Ian. It's little things like that that I wish I could just kind of hang out with her again. I mean, I'm going to New York next week, but, you know, I'm not going to tell her. Even if I did, she probably wouldn't want to hang out. And even if we did, it would almost certainly be awkward and weird and just a problem. Plus, I mean, I've really shot myself in the foot with that Vinyl Countdown podcast. I talk about me and Ian all the time and just too many details. I'm sure she would not appreciate that or enjoy it or be comfortable with it. So it's my own choice. I decide I want to tell stories to crack people up. I can't also be friends with my ex. But you know, maybe someday, I don't know. Who knows? Just a random little memory.
Bouncing the night, even saying adios, or even bueno, snatches. Have y'all niggas wildin', having a fit. Flames throwing lyrics like a bunch of blow torches and shit. Grand spectacular, chainsaw massacre, thug fanatic, street shit, every on the creek coming after ya. Then we hit you with the most significant time bomb, ready to designate it, the slightest wave of a right arm. Best form of advice I can give is remain calm. The repercussion is something you could never imagine would be going on. Never believe in your eyes when my squad come through at an astronomically large size. Moving the mountains, keeping all of my niggas bouncing. Big up my bitches in the place who be screaming and shouting. I'm only here to present and bring the impact of the extinction level event. Sing the song of salvation.
ELE, the Song of Salvation from his third album, The Extinction Level Event. Man, I just walked past this bookstore, stopped in. It's crazy, man. This used bookstore is just like, this is the messiest store I've ever been in. Just weird stacks of books and stuff on the floor, piles of crap all over the place. It's like if any of y'all listened to Telling Steve Dave when they did the episode of the flea market in Jersey. And they were describing the guy's magazine shop, where there's just magazines all messed up and all over the place and on the ground and fucked up. It was like that, except with books. Could barely walk down the aisles. But there was quite a few people in there. I was gonna buy a book just, you know, I don't know why. Even though I'm behind on books. Just to buy one, you know. But it was still a little too expensive. It was like $6 for a paperback. Just a little more than I wanted to spend, because it's a Orson Scott Card. He is famous for this book, Ender's Game, that's really, really good. And then he did this other book called Ender's Shadow, that's the same novel, told from a different perspective. Cool as shit. It works really well, too. There's only a couple little hiccups. I've read a few of other books by him, and he's a pretty damn good writer, which is unfortunate, because he's a religious crazy person. I don't think this was obvious early on. But in recent years, yeah, he's like a Mormon or something, and he hates gay rights, and I don't know, he's a fucking retard, but he's a genius retard, you know? So, yeah, those books split off, and there's all these sequels. I read all the Ender's Game sequels, didn't care for them that much, they jumped far into the future. But then the Ender's Shadow sequels, you know, someday I'm gonna read them. Apparently not today, though. Man, he wrote this book. It's one of his really old books. I read it up in the projection booth. It's called A Planet Called Treason or something like that. Man, it was so packed full of ideas. It was crazy. This guy that travels between all these different... It's like this world where they don't have metal. Or metal is super, super rare. But then as he's traveling around from city to city, it turns out people... Everyone also has, like, weird powers. Like, his town can regenerate. And then, like, the next town over has some, like, telekinesis abilities, and he just goes from town to town and learns all these things, and it's fucking cool as crap, man. Maybe I should read that again. Anyway, it's weird to see this bookstore that's just such a mess. Like, it's such a reflection of the mental state in some ways of the person that runs it, that they just can't get everything together. Like, it's just never gonna happen. That's as good as that store is gonna get. And I'm noticing stuff like that with me, too. Just patterns, you know? Like, this new place I moved into, Craig and the other Keith, they found me this awesome dresser that someone was just left on the side of the road, and it was super beautiful and nice, and so they grabbed it and brought it upstairs for me. And it's been like a week and a half, and I haven't put anything in it yet, you know? All my shit's still just in a box. Or like XOs, it's been so long since I finished one. It's so hard to organize. Like, there's just this level of disorganization that is always gonna be how my life is. I can't seem to shake it. Or, you know, if I made a big push, it doesn't matter. It's not gonna maintain. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Geez, the other day, I was really sleepy, really behind on my sleep, feeling real cranky. It makes my temper come out easier. I used to have a pretty bad temper when I was a kid. And I was working on this Vinyl Countdown website, moving files and stuff. And one of the Vinyl Countdowns, the ID3 tag, the little tag that says who this show is by, it just won't stick for some reason. So when you load all this stuff into an MP3 player, episode 31 or 32, I can't remember which one, it goes off on its own and is not listed with the rest because the tag won't stick. And I don't want to re-encode the MP3 because I don't have the raw WAV files anymore, so it'll lose quality. And, you know, it's just frustrating. Doesn't matter ultimately. It's like, oh well, that's how it is, fuck it. But it was angering me because I don't understand why this was happening. The file wasn't read-only. There's no reason for this. Yeah, so I load this shit onto my MP3 player, and this one file is still straggling off on its own. So I punched my MP3 player. I just punched it. And such a dumb thing to do, because I fucked up the display. And now it only shows every second or third line of pixels. It's almost illegible now. Like, it's really hard to read what is going on. Like, when I look at Busta Rhymes, it doesn't look like Busta Rhymes. I just know I'm approximately by the B's and can pick out enough letters. Like, it's a pain in the ass. It's like, damn it. Damn me and my shitty fucking impulse control. Because punching my MP3 player certainly did not help the situation in the slightest. Okay, let's see what... Basically, those were his Busta Rhymes' two big, big albums, When Disaster Strikes and Extinction Level Event. And his sales numbers and shit drop off real fast after this, but there's a lot of good stuff on this next album in particular. The Anarchy, Busta Rhymes shit, come on! I'll probably play at least two songs from this album, because the singles were just shit. Fire and Get Out, they're terrible. But there's a bunch of good shit hidden in there. Now I'm on St. John's Road. I don't even know where that is. Now, at this point, I have a vague inkling of where I am, but I'm getting lost fast. So here's the one song that is appropriate to a fucking sunny day. I love this song. It's called Salute to Gods. And this is just one wicked-ass wake-up-in-the-morning fucking yeah song. This yeah about everything. Everything rules, man. So let's listen to that. Salute to Gods from The Anarchy, Busta Rhymes' fourth album.
Under the armpit now, we remain the imperial live niggas who consistently black out and rep for them wild niggas. Yo, you ain't compatible, snatch.
your collateral. Gun butt you and rep for every thug capital. Diagonal vision, niggas seeing shit on slant. Plant beatings on niggas and celebrate a war chant. Diabolic how we manifest raw logic. Chronologic the time we bring niggas the raw project. Hold fort and represent is the Grand Wizard. Street Chronicle illustrator baking up a bad blizzard. I got a spot for ya with live niggas who murder slop for ya. Then all of the trench coat mafia, yo. Cause when you hear the sweet music playing, it's like theme music for murder scenes like the Colorado slaying. Cause I don't give a fuck. Speeding like he racing on the aqueduct. Black tinted out government truck. Curbside on niggas, leaning just a little bit. Truck track with smoke, my bitch would take a little hit. Fake niggas could be the best actors. My bullets whiz so fast, you feel the windshield factors. In the wrong place to get your wind peel backwards. Get an ounce of the drove and steam a pack of backwards.
I'm very lost now. See, Dundas starts as an east-west street, and then it becomes a north-south street. And now I'm not even on that street anymore. I'm on Annette Street, I think it's called. Just another street I never fucking heard of. Annette and Farview. So I can look that up later. I don't even know which way is east, like the east-west, north-south. I have no idea. Can't see the CN Tower because I'm real far away from there. Something that was cool in Vancouver. Those mountains, you always knew which way was north because you could always see them. Evelyn, have I heard of that? That street sounds like it might be a street of some note. Anyway, this next song I'm going to play, I don't know what it's called, and the sun is so bright that I can't read the little screen on my thing. I got to find a shadow. And then I gotta hope that I can remember the name of the song enough that these alien hieroglyphics that are still showing up after I punch the fucking MP3 player, see if that's enough for me to remember what this fucking thing is. It's this cool song though. It's like this little, it's really weird little violin thing, and even mentions in the song. Even though it's kind of ill, try and follow the flow. Because it's not a traditionally awesome rap beat. Okay, hold on, let's see if I can figure this out. It's called Come On All My Niggas, Come On All My Bitches. Never ends with these clever titles of Busta Rhymes, right? He loves saying nigga, he loves it, man. I don't know, is there a single song? I think probably in the Erykah Badu song. Wonder if she had to request specially, like, can you not for this one song? The radio edits of his songs are fucking awesome because they're just like, you can't, half the words are gone. All right, come on, all my niggas, come on. My niggas, they be rapping with me. Let's listen to that.
Looking at, nigga, what now? What you looking for? Yo, all my niggas in the place, what now? Talk to my bitches all up in the place. And my niggas, they be laying all up in the cut now. Anyhow, I'ma do my thing and blow the spot, baby. Let me bust a little nut now. Funny how the older bitches get familiar and try to give a nigga just a little butt now. Sing along.
Smoke line, nigga, get high.
And get all of this money, nigga.
Before we die.
Bitches, let me know that you up in the spot. All of my niggas just shouted at me.
Yeah.
Even though it's kinda ill, nigga, follow the flow. Nigga, let the way we shine, try to ball the glow. Watch from the sideline while I swallow the dough. I'ma do it to you like I never did it before. Not let me give it to you.
Flip mode squad, baby.
Now, what the fuck y'all niggas really know about the
God, baby, baby.
Ha, then I jump right out of the whip in the pocket. My pinky gleam like a motherfucking third of the Antarctic. Everybody get wild in the spot. All my niggas just piling the spot. It's such a shame somebody might just lose their child in the spot.
Come on, all my niggas, come on.
What?
My niggas that be repping with me.
What?
My niggas that be holding me down.
Ha,
and high stepping with me.
What?
Come on, all my bitches, come on.
With the brand new window mama, you don't need to act too, nigga, please.
Come on now,
with a tree.
Come on now.
Shit, when I bounce and I hit you with the flow, then I make it just act a fool. One, two.
One, two.
Why like another man, nigga, to be ready to back a two. Here we go.
Here we go.
A lot of motherfuckers, they ain't even got a clue. Come on now, let me school y'all niggas permanently like a motherfucking tattoo. Come on now. Hey,
hey, hey, hey.
No, you shouldn't
try it.
My nigga, before we do shit to
start up a riot.
Every time we come through, all the bitches shout. All of my niggas shout if you ready.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me blow for a few, nigga, come on. Bounce in the street with the heat stashed under the seat. In a range this blue, nigga.
Come on.
Cats like you be stressing the crib over them weak link niggas in the cool, nigga.
Come on.
Every time a nigga come and step in the spot, your niggas don't be coming to blow the venue, nigga.
Come on.
Hold up. Wait, guess what?
Guess what?
Flip mode to the rescue, nigga.
Come on.
Y'all, y'all know when we put it down, niggas really wanna blow this shit.
It's
like I got a grenade in my hand and you know I wanna throw this shit.
Yo.
Everybody just duck in the spot. You don't really give a fuck in the spot. Better watch your whip because they might just tow your truck from the spot.
Come on, all my niggas, come on.
Whoa.
My niggas that be repping with me.
Whoa.
My niggas that be holding me down.
Ha.
And high stepping with me.
Whoa.
Come on, all my bitches, come on.
Whoa.
My bitches that be repping with me.
Whoa.
My bitches that be holding me down.
Whoa.
And high stepping with me.
Oh yeah, and I meant to mention, I have no idea where High Park is either. High Park is enormous. I was just like, if I just walk randomly, I'll bump into it. How can you miss High Park? It's gigantic. But I totally missed it. I have no idea where it is. High Park might not be in the cards today. But that's cool too, because I think I'm wandering back towards where I live. Maybe, possibly. But that's one nice thing with Final Countdown and Ham Radio. I can actually complete these projects because they're easy. I'm kind of looking forward to this. I'll go home, edit the show together, and might be able to get it up tonight. Because I have such a big problem finishing things, man. I've been remixing the very first XO. It's 90% done, but I have just got to do that final push, and I don't. I was working on putting together outtakes of XO episodes, never finished that. The story I've been working on, I've got like one chapter left to do, but it's just like when I get to the end, that's when it's just like, it's so hard for me to finish. So hard. I don't know why. Tons of XOs half done. I got back to Dundas, so I can pretty much follow this home. I'm just 1,500 numbers off. But yeah, I started walking the total wrong way. So finally, it's like I was sure I was going the right way. Still weird thinking about that. It's like I figured, okay, just check out these numbers. Let's just make sure they're going down. But they were going up. And I just had to stand there for a minute and wait for the little map in my brain to flip around like a video game. You gotta wait for your little map, your radar, to like spin back to where it's supposed to be. Still feels like I'm walking the wrong way, but I mean, I have to be walking the right way, obviously. Come on. I really am just like, I guess it's just some kind of inner ear problem, but I used to get motion sickness when I was a kid on boats and in cars. I didn't notice it as much for a while, but now it has come back with a total vengeance. Just like everything fucks me up. I think my fear of heights has got to be related to that. As much as I blabbed on XO about how it's about existential angst, I think it's actually about just being scared of heights. And when I'm underground, it just fucks me up. That's one reason I hated New York, is I never knew where I was. I could never connect one place to another, because you have to take subways. I don't even think you can walk from Queens to Manhattan if you want to. And yeah, I just never knew where I was. Even here in Toronto, if I spend enough time underground and I come back up and I see landmarks and I know where I am, it just still takes a while for my brain to figure out where I am. I'm just meant to be on foot. Well, then also airplanes just started getting me. If I'm on a small airplane, like if I fly back to my hometown, those little planes, the air, or the pressure, the cabin pressure, just fucks my head. It feels like I'm being stabbed. Like, it's crazy pain. I bruised a blood vessel one time. I had this big weird purple thing on my forehead for a while. And then when I was staying with Mike, we did a lot of driving because he's got a car. I usually am never in cars. Buses are okay because they're nice and big, but cars, apparently cars still fuck my shit up. And he lived on the 11th floor, so all this taking elevators and driving in cars, I just felt slightly nauseous, like the whole week. I don't know, it's weird. I'm just meant to be on foot. I'm meant to walk around. That's all there is to it. I'm a delicate flower, people. That's what I'm trying to say. No sense fighting it. It's how it is, yo. Alright, the next Busta Rhymes album. This one is called Genesis. Remember, I had the first three on CD, but I mean, I might have got them at used stores and stuff. I don't remember going to an actual store to get them. But, Anarchy. Anarchy I didn't buy. I guess I downloaded it or something. And then, yeah, when it turned out to be really good, like, I don't know. I felt a little bad for Busta that his sales dropped off so much when he was getting better, if anything. It was just tons of good shit on that album. So when Genesis came out, I definitely remember going straight to the store and fucking buying it. Also, it could be that the singles were so bad for Anarchy. But the single for Genesis, the lead single, was awesome. It was called Break Your Neck. It's fucking excellent. So I was like, yeah, I'll go buy that. But sadly, it was kind of shitty. Oh, there's the CN Tower. I mean, I already knew I was going the right way because of the numbers, but there it is. Sweet. It's nice to see it. This is actually kind of exciting being out here now. It's like this whole new neighborhood. Something about it reminds me a lot of Brooklyn, of like Greenpoint, where Matt Bray used to live. I went past this one bar that reminded me of, I can't remember the name of it anymore, but this bar that he took me to. And then later I ended up going with Ian and her roommate. And I was like, oh yeah, I've been here. They had a special drink that was just named after the place. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Anyway, yeah, the cool thing, the cool feeling of Brooklyn, the nicer parts, is kind of what all this side of Toronto feels like in general. It was kind of cool living downtown last year, but I really didn't fit there. It's all business folk and franchise coffee places and stuff. Makes way more sense to be out here. So yeah, Genesis. I didn't love it. It's like, ah, man, what's up with this album? This kind of sucks. And I mean, even at the best of times, I find Busta Rhymes albums are kind of... Busta Rhymes albums are like a little 50-50. But it did have... It ended with one of my favorite ever Busta songs. It's called Bad Dreams. It's just this quick little song, and it's just about... He gets all crazy drunk and... Then in his dreams he has to fight the devil. And I just love this song, it's so cool. It's cool as fuck. So this is Bad Dreams by Busta Rhymes from Genesis.
As we're walking you off to the future, oh, we come to give you that. Operating like we be official. Yeah, we come to multiply. And we're planning the scheme for the long win. Yeah, I should be always right. Every movie, see how it's related.
It's Genesis.
Be getting mad cream, ball in a club. Now I'm drunk, having a bad dream. This motherfucker tried to greet me with wealth. I never knew that I would see the day that I would meet the devil himself. This nigga was eagerly waiting to prove it, astonishingly. Already dancing to his own burial music. Well, anyway, he plotting to do it to me in a certain kind of way and started off directly popping shit to me. And while he spoke, a couple fires would spark. While he sat in the shadow talking his shit, we watched the sky getting dark. He said,
"Hit you with the Mac, man, hurts and leave you drug sample, stink and reeking in the back of a church. Then it goes to crib and haunt you like a ghost in your home, leaving you old and decrepit like the ruins of Rome. Watch your body shrivel up and turn your ashes to stone. Fuck your flesh, they'll eat your blood, suck the blood out your bone. I'll be that nigga that'll torture your spouse and leave a thousand body bags like Truth.com in front of your house.
Got me bugging on a whole nother level. Tell me how the fuck a nigga really end up having beef with the devil. Shit bugged the whole effect the liquor had on my dreaming body, reacting mentally, going to war with the demon. Semi-chaotic like a typical storm, so embellishing the dream, a nigga felt it in the physical form. The dream got my nose running and shit, eyes watery, shorty watching my body twitch funny and shit. Giving shorty sleeping with me the creeps. She bugging off how a nigga just sweating and breathing so hard in the sleep. Determined to conquer this nigga, so let it begin. Absolutely focused on killing a demon within. So now we fight in the name of my brethren, and every blow connect during the fight. You hear the thunder roll in the heavens. Inhale a deep breath of fresh air. The devil's presence blow a cold draft, leaving the scent of death in the air. While my mind was reassembling now, simultaneous wifey watching a nigga body trembling now. Couldn't conquer me, so now the devil wanted me dead. Stabbed the nigga with the same bone we ripped from his head. Yo, it's funny how the devils would test us, but it's only select niggas blessed with something so miraculously precious. Till I'm dead, I'm always battling through. You disbelieved and cut my main vein, and all my blood be traveling through. Somebody got to die to settle a score, because it's me or this nigga, I'm fighting to the death. I'm ready for war!
Man, at some point going down Dundas, there was like this like 8-way, 6 million streets all converged at once thing, and I picked the one that seemed like the most obvious straight through thing, but it wasn't, because then, you ever notice that? Major streets don't, like minor streets, they'll put a street sign every time, every intersection, but major streets, it's hard to find sometimes, I guess because it's major, they just think everybody knows what it is. That's fucked me up in many cities. I never know where I am. Just put street signs, for fuck's sake. Yeah, so I ended up on some other street. And then I was on Bloor for a sec. Stopped in a Salvation Army. Man, they had a bunch of... I need a desk. They had, like, 3 desks that would all be awesome. That were, like, between $10 and $20. But it's getting it home. That's the problem. Because I don't quite know how to get home from here. I don't know which side of Roncesvalles I'm even on. I think that's Dundas ahead of me again, though. It's diagonal, so that's probably it. Anyway, too far. And then even if I borrowed somebody's car, I don't know if these things would fit in a car. I think I'll just have to wait till I find a desk closer to me. So this last Bust album is called It Ain't Safe No More, and this is the nadir, I'd say. His sales, as far as I know, continued to go downward. And this is when I really lost interest. This album blows, man. I forgot how brutal it is, like, when I don't like a rap song. Because all those other albums I've been listening to for 2 or 3 weeks now, so I just keep boiling them down. So it's down to, like, my 2 or 3 favorite songs from each album. So if you put them all together, like some crazy greatest hits, it's real fun to listen to. But this album, I never knew that well. So I just haven't been listening to it. So just now, like, I've been listening to it for, like, the past half hour. And it's just death, man. Oh, man, a boring hip-hop song is so boring. Like, that's why this episode might just be death for people if they don't dig the songs that I like. Because you get this little, like, boring-ass loop that doesn't get caught in your head. And then it's just like, oh, when is this song gonna end, you know? It's just like, fuck, this sucks. And honestly, I had a hard time. Okay, cool. I am very near home. Oh, shit, I know where I am. Yeah, I'm super close. Man, maybe that's not so crazy. Maybe I could get a desk from there to here. It's kind of doable. Anyway, and then Buster took a big break after this, didn't put anything out for a few years. And then he came back with his highest charting album, blah, 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 but I haven't listened to it yet. There's two albums since then, and I have no idea if it's anything good. I might not like them. I don't know. Someday I'll give them a listen, but again, it's just, like, so tiresome. Hip-hop, it's such a narrow little thread in the fucking... It's like threading a needle, finding a song that I actually like. So, you know, someday I'll get into it, but... For this album, I guess I'm gonna go with this song, Hop. I don't love it, but it's just kind of weird, and that works for me. Well, also, like, the early Busta stuff never did the verse, chorus, verse. Seems like my limited understanding of hip-hop, it starts with, like, the early stuff was much more deliberate, much more on point, much more like what the Beastie Boys do, just very steady beat and rapping very steadily to that beat. I kind of dig that. And then in the 90s, it seems like it got... I don't know, they mix it up a little more and just rap in weird ways that I don't totally follow. It doesn't totally mesh with my brain. Sometimes it just sounds sloppy to me. And then as the 90s went on into the 2000s, with Eminem and stuff, it's like the verse, chorus, verse was back in full force. Rap songs follow pop song formulas a lot more now. And the Busta shit was getting into that as well. It was 2003 at this point. So this song, Hop, it kind of has choruses, sort of. Because it's this really simple little beat, and then on the choruses, it just hits with this weird, crazy sound and organ thing that I think is kind of cool. So I don't love this song, but it's okay. So let's listen to that, Hop, from It Ain't Safe No More.
Where it all started. We're gonna take them back. Bust the rhymes down. Flip mode down. My nigga fingers down. Check it, yeah. Hey. Bust the back in this bitch and holding the rock. Putting the pep all in your step. Now we controlling the rock.
Yeah.
See how we coming, reloading the docks. Floating and simply stocking the goods that be making you fly.
Hey, yo.
See now we digger and we be making it thicker. Stuck like a bumper sticker from how we be dropping it quicker. For all these niggas that be riding and whipping in their truck.
Crash.
And buy another one and do not be giving a fuck.
What?
Flip mode. Yes. Yes, you know we coming to get together around. All my niggas that be already just said it. Fuck it, just break them off. Let the women just shake it off. Got them bouncing and taking it off for me. Check it. I've been double dutching and do-si-doing on music way before a lot of these niggas could figure the pattern on my flow. Be but how we coming to rip it. You know we gon' wet you and rep on my niggas. I'm coming to get you. I said,
yes, who's coming? With brand new fire to satisfy all the people in the street when it drop.
Let's go.
Now, let me see all my people with me. You see your hands, holler me, know you up in the spot.
Yeah, I'm saying
every time we give you music, we give you the kind of music that make you bang it out on your block.
Come on, come on.
Yes, you know when I come, I'm coming to make you wild out in the place. Make you get up and wanna hop.
Let's do it. Go ahead and hop. Yeah, yeah. Go ahead and hop. Yeah, yeah. Go ahead and hop. We pass making them bounce. Go ahead and hop.
Actually, you know what? Fuck this crappy song. Fuck this crappy album. I don't need to play something from it. I don't owe you nothing. It ain't safe no more. Fuck you. I'm gonna go back to Anarchy and play this song called Show Me What You Got. This beat especially. I found an instrumental of this on YouTube and it's fucking awesome. I can't remember the name of the guy that did it, but he died in his early 30s. Some weird blood disease. But yeah, I love this beat. If anything, it's actually kind of fucking ruined by having Busta Rhymes blabbing on top of it. But this is a really cool song. It's called Show Me What You Got. Plus, I just realized I actually did play a song from this album. Fucking Called Ambulance is from this album. So yeah, there we go. It's already represented.
Song to song, yeah, so remarkable. yeah.
Busta Rhymes, the immaculate brawl, hardball, rickety brawl. Lay niggas flat on the floor, reclining in the back of the ball. Nonchalant, flavor for sure. Tim's with the aqua for law, flavor like you never seen it before. Ha, holy sacred and pure, flip Moby on it for sure. The incredible to settle the score, like a nigga shot you in the face through the peephole of the door. From New York down to Singapore, keep you niggas jumping around. Had the bitches begging for more. Street niggas here, we speak for the poor. Now we stack cheddar galore. When we shop, we buy at the store. Metaphor like nuclear war. I warn niggas if you try to bite the shit and leave a crack in your jaw. Take the loudest niggas out on the tour. Make a nigga black in the spot. Make you wanna take off
my
bra.
Dogs who hustle every day.
All my dogs who hustle every day now.
And on the store laundry mat around the way.
And on the store laundry mat around the way now.
We yeah. Got to get it.
Yeah.
Gotta.
All my niggas.
Show me what you got for me.
What you got for me. All my niggas, what you got for me.
All my shorties who stay fresh every day.
All my shorties that stay fresh every day.
My get money yeah. Bitches who still hang around the
all
way.
My get money bitches that chill around the way now. We yeah.
Got to get it.
We yeah. Gotta.
Yeah. My bitches.
All my bitches, come on.
Show me what you got for me.
What you got for me. All my bitches, what you got for me. Now, yeah, yeah, yo. Yeah. Stay packing the toast to give a fuck. Bust of the ghost and end up on the front of the post. Niggas know that I'll be rocking the most. Fucking Ethiopian bitches living in the Ivory Coast. Let me drug y'all niggas up with a dose. Make you act just like you supposed. Watch a nigga playing me close. Nowadays, type of dough to be gross. I celebrate and throw me a roast. And get a known face for a host. We get it hype even when we be calm. Niggas know my word is my bond. When we come, you know we the bomb. Hypnotic shit, get you retarded. Should've known it was a bad move, fucking around and getting me started. Still whipping in the back of the truck, so I'm not giving a fuck. In the streets, living it up. Saw what happened to the last nigga Buzz. Could give a fuck whoever he was. Throw them niggas out of the clubs. Them niggas off, shit turning me off. Time up, making them cough. Gag them in the throat with a cloth. After that, they going wild for the night. Niggas know the style for the night. Carlo, pie for the night. You know we always give y'all niggas a blaze. Black it out and party for days. Let y'all niggas fuck with the strays. Fucking dimes at the end of the days. Getting money, but it's too late. Got a nigga stuck in his ways.
All
my dogs who hustle every day now.
And on the store yeah. Laundromat around the way.
And on the store laundromat around the way now.
We yeah. Got to get it.
We got
yeah.
It.
Yeah. My niggas.
All my niggas now.
Show me what you got for me.
What you yeah. Got for me.
Yeah.
All my niggas, what you got
yeah.
For me.
All yeah. My shorties who stay yeah. Fresh every day.
All my shorties that stay fresh every day.
I get money yeah. Bitches who still hang around the
all
way.
My get money bitches that hang around the way now.
We yeah. Got to get it.
We gotta.
Yeah. My bitches.
All my bitches now.
Tell me what you got for me.
What you got for me. All my bitches, what you got for me. Now, tell me.
Okay, I'm almost home, so just do one last song. Speaking of what I was talking about with like early rap songs, they are much more, I don't know, what's the word, organized, much more on beat, much more stable, like less experimental, I guess. Anyway, this was the song that kind of made Busta Rhymes famous. He was in this group called Leaders of the New School that I never really listened to. And they did a collaboration song called Scenario with A Tribe Called Quest. And the Busta Rhymes verse, this is the just weird thing. He definitely stands out. Like, it's understandable why he's the guy that got a solo deal. So the song's from, like, 93, I think. And then his solo album is 96. But, yeah, it's funny to watch the video because it's so old school. And, Busta's hair is real short. It's just his dreadlocks are just starting to grow out. But yeah, his verse in this song, it's just a catchy song in general. Really nice little old school rap loop. And row, row like a dungeon dragon. It's a cool fucking tune. So that'll finish off this episode of Ham Radio. Thanks for joining me. Scenario by A Tribe Called Quest, featuring Leaders of the New School, which features Busta Rhymes.
Here we go, yo. Here we go, yo. So what, so what?
Well, what do you know? The dead org is first up to bat. No batteries included and no strings attached. No holds barred. No time for move faking. Gots to get to loot so I can bring home the bacon. Brothers front, they say the drop can't flow. But we've been known to do the impossible like Broadway Joe. So sleep if you want, like we will help you get your Z's true. But here's the real scoop. I'm all that and then some. Short, dark, and handsome. Bust a nut inside your eye to show you where I come from. I'm vexed, fuming. I've had it up to here. My days of paying dues are over. Acknowledge me is in there. Yeah. Head for the border. Go get a taco. I see record from the jump street. Meaning from the get-go. Sit back, relax, and let yourself go. Don't sweat what you heard. I act like you know.
Yes, yes, y'all.
Yes, y'all.
Who got the vibe? It's the tribe, y'all.
Tribe,
y'all.
Live, y'all.
Live, y'all. Inside, outside, come around.
Who's that?
Brown. Some may I say, call me Charlie. The word is the herb, and I'm deep like Bob Marley. Lay back on the payback, Evolve, rotate the gates.
Contact!
Can I get a hit?
Hit!
Boom, bip, with a brother named Tip, and we're ready to flip. East Coast stomping, ripping and romping. New York, North, Cackalacka, and Compton. Check it, check it, check it out. The loops for the dupes, more bounds to the ounce. And wow, how now, brown cow. We're ill till the skill gets down for the flex. Next is the textbook old to the new, but the rest are doo-doo. From radio to the video to Arsenio, tell me, yo, what's the scenario?
True blue,
Scooby-Doo, whoopee-doo. Scenarios, radios, rates more than four. Scores for the scores, that's mother dance floors. Now I go for mine, shades of seashore. Ship-shaped, crush grapes, eights to play tapes. Pates make drakes, fake for the wakes of an
Ella, Anita.
Simply just the leader. Bass in the space means peace, see you later. Later,
later,
later, alligator. Pop blows a weasel and the earth's an inflator. So yo, the D, what the O? Incorporated INC into a flow. Funk, flip, flat, back, first, fist, foul. Fight, 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 laugh, yo, how'd that sound?
Ooh.
It's a leader quest mission and we got the goods here.
Yeah.
Never on the left cause my right's my good ear.
Yeah.
I could give a damn about an ill subliminal. Stay away from crime so I ain't no criminal. I love my young nation, groovy sensation. No time for hibernation, only elation. Don't ever try to test, don't want a little kid. Yo, Mr. Busta Rhymes, tell them what I did.
I heard you rushed and rushed and attacked. Then they rebuked and you had to smack. Causing rambunction throughout the sphere. Raise the levels of the boom inside the air.
You know I did it, so don't violate or you'll get violated. The hip-hop sound is well agitated. We'll never waste no time on a played-out ego. So here's Busta Rhymes with the scenario.
Watch as I combine all the juice from the mind. Heal up, wheel up, bring it back, come rewind. Powerful impact,
boom,
from the cannon. Now bragging, try to reap a mind. Just imagine, vocabulary's necessary when digging into my library. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Eating, I do stew like the one pizza tosser. All over the track, man. Pardon me, as I come back. As I did the ground, I had to beg your pardon. When I travel through the turn, I roll with the squadron. Rawr, rawr, like a dungeon dragon. Change your little jaws, cause your pants are sagging. Try to step to this, I will twist you in a turban. And have it smelling right like some old stale urine. Chuckity Choco, the chocolate chicken. The rear cock diesel, my cheeks, they were kicking. Yo, bust it out before the buster, bust another round. The rhythm is in sync. The vibes are on town. Ripping up the sound just like a ratio. Observe the vibe and check out the scenario.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yeah,
here
my man,
yo.
Motherfucker.
So what's the scenario?
Check it.
Here we go, yo.
Check it.
Here we go, yo.
Check it.
So what's the scenario?
Here we go, yo.
Here we go, yo.
So what's the scenario?
We gonna chop up and down, y'all ready?
Travel through the town.
Roll with the squadron.
the bitch, I go fishing with a turban. Have the smell of what?
It's
a mustard.
Chocolate,
chocolate. Real cat,
keep talking.
Bust it down the phone, bust it off the ground, with the mission sink. Guys are on time, don't repeat off the sound.
I'm toward the bar, and take out just another
here we go,
yeah.
Here we go,
yeah.
So what's the what's the scenario?
Here we go, yeah.
Here we go, yeah.
So what's the